You're listening to UNICEF Radio. A new multimedia initiative in Nepal now lets young mobile phone users text in their opinions on national debates directly to UNICEF Nepal's website. The program, initiated by UNICEF Nepal in partnership with Equal Access Nepal, works with the first radio program by and for Nepali youth. The popular program aims to build up teens' self-confidence and reduce risky behavior. The hosts encourage listeners to write in with their concerns and opinions on a range of debate topics that affect them, and they hope to support frank and open conversations on even taboo subjects. Now, in addition to writing letters and sending emails to the program, millions of young listeners can join the conversation for free via text messages and make their voices heard on the program and on the UNICEF Nepal website. UNICEF Nepal Chief of Communication John Britton said texting is more accessible to many youth than other forms of communication, especially in rural areas where many lack access to computers or the internet.
Nepal, being such a wide and diverse country, is not that easy for everybody to participate in debate. But we realized in Nepal, everybody or a lot of people can get access to a mobile phone. So we wanted to give these young people with mobile phones a chance to join in quite serious debate in this country. Nice for young people to feel that there's a positive debate going on, and nice to feel involved in something larger than just themselves and listen to the opinions of others and join in with that discussion with other like-minded people.
It's not just debates on social issues that youth can participate in. There's also a forum for Nepali youth to share personal problems and experiences, including on sensitive topics like HIV or surviving sexual violence. And they can do so in a safe, open, and honest environment. The forum and radio hosts aim to help young Nepalis build life skills to better cope with their problems. Kaustuv Mani Pokrel is the former host and current program manager for the radio program at Equal Access Nepal. He said more young people now have access to mobile phones, so they can participate more than ever, especially those who previously had few ways to make their voices heard.
Young people living in the rural areas of Nepal can directly participate in different social youth discussions.
Young people wrote in messages in recent weeks to express why they like the new free SMS service, and some of these responses were read aloud.
You know, you feel that someone is there listening to you. So it is indeed a very good initiative, I must say.
The new service has already generated a lot of interest from Nepali youth. Within the first day of the launch, more than 4,200 texts were sent to the Nepal website, even before the first debate topic had been announced on air. You're listening to UNICEF Radio. For more information, go to unicef.org. Unite for Children.